Welcome back to our live legal call-in program, 1-800-LAW-CALL. I'm Frank Luber, along with our guest attorney here this evening, Jim Cardia, from the firm of Shakur, Federico, and Staten. We have a lineup of callers right now, and we want to get to them post-haste. So let's go to Warren first in Baltimore. Good evening, Warren. How can Jim Cardia help you?
Jim, Frank, yes, I've been going to a dermatologist since 2007, a little over 3 years. And a couple of years ago, both myself and my wife were concerned about a blemish I had on the side of my face. And I asked the dermatologist, you know, whether there's anything to be concerned about. He said, no, absolutely not. But after a while, we decided to maybe go to a different dermatologist, and my primary care doctor recommended one. And I went to the second dermatologist, and immediately when he saw me, he said, we have to take care of that right away. It turned out after a biopsy was taken, it turned out to be a basal cell carcinoma. Now, I haven't had surgery yet. I'm scheduled to have surgery in a couple of weeks. But my question to you is, should Dr. A, the first dermatologist I went to, should he be notified about this? And if so, by whom? By me or by my primary care doctor or what?
Well, first of all, thanks for calling, Warren. What do you mean by notified?
Well, after going to him for 3 years, he did not diagnose something that was visible on the side of my face, and the second dermatologist saw it immediately.
Why did you go to the second dermatologist?
Because we were concerned about this blemish on the side of my face, and we weren't satisfied with what the first dermatologist told us, that it was nothing to be concerned about. And we thought it was starting to bother me.
Well, you certainly did the right thing by getting a second opinion, and
I understand. I'm not out to sue anyone or anything like that, but I was just wondering, well, should there be some notification to this my first dermatologist that he misdiagnosed it, or he should have picked it up, you know?
Well, that's certainly up to you, Warren. I mean, you may very well have a case. If this was something that was undiagnosed and you now have an unfavorable prognosis, you may very well have a case. And that's something that you would have to decide as to whether or not you wanted to pursue that. If you're not interested in pursuing a case and want to notify the physician just to let him or her know that he or she missed cancer, that's something I guess that you could do, or you could ask your current dermatologist to do. But it certainly sounds, based upon what you've described, that you may very well have the basis to bring suit if that's something that you wanted to do.
Well, as I said, I don't know how serious it is. I'm scheduled to have surgery, and it's a new procedure that they have. It's a MOS procedure. Hopefully it'll take care of everything. I mean, I don't want to yell fire until hopefully there won't be one. You know?
So you don't know what the prognosis is yet. I mean, you're going for surgery,
right,
but you have no idea what the outcome is going to be or what the future is going to hold.
No, and I have no idea whether diagnosing it, you know, 2 years ago would have been, you know, in my favor, or whether this. How far it has gotten since then.
Sure, and that's something that...
I just feel like the first dermatologist should be told, hey, look, you saw this patient for 3 years, you ignored, you know, this blemish on the side of his face and just chalked it off as not being anything serious, without at least taking a biopsy or something like that.
Sure. What I would say, Warren, is once you find out how severe your condition is and what your prognosis is, and you then have questions as to whether or not an earlier diagnosis would have made a difference, by all means, feel free to give me a call and we can look into your options at that point in time. I think that would be the wisest course of action. If you're simply interested in notifying the physician and you have no interest in pursuing a case regardless of your prognosis, there's certainly nothing stopping you.
But it serves no purpose.
Right, from contacting the physician and letting him or her know, or you could certainly ask your current doctor to do that. But I would think you should find out exactly where you stand in terms of your prognosis, whether that's something you're able to determine within the next few days, weeks, or months. And if you have any questions at that point, give me a call, and we can talk about it and see what your options are.
Yeah, I guess the bottom line, Warren, is, you know, try to get well first, and if there is a problem, by all means, you know, right after the surgery, you'll probably have a pretty good idea within a couple of weeks or so. Give Jim a call.
Okay, fine. Okay, Thank you very much for your advice.
And that number is 410-234-1000. 410-234-1000. Call the office. Call Jim Cardee at the office, 410-234-1000. 234-1000. Very easy.
Okay. Thank you, Frank.
Okay, Warren, thank you. Let's go to Gary real quick, like in Bel Air, has a question for Jim.